Edward's personal spy ring. Some might call his activities smuggling or trafficking, but logistical support sounded much better on paper. He was good at it too, perhaps even the best. It was often said within the organization that if Bandit couldn't get something, nobody could. Going straight to the kingdom and back merely to fuel his appreciation for good alcohol was entirely within his capabilities.
"This is my last bit of it too," he grumbled, putting the flask away. "Gonna have to stock up the next time I have a mission over in Pipsqueak territory."
Unfortunately, his responsibilities kept him from taking such flights of fancy.
"If you three are done horsing around, then I suggest you do your blasted jobs."
Edward waved his hand.
"Bandit, stop getting shit-faced and go put your worthless griffins away."
"Hey, now, there's no need for that,"
Bandit complained.
"Fluffles and Puff did nothing wrong."
"Ugh,"
Hook groaned.
"What sort of monster tamer gives cutesy names like those to flying war machines?"
"The kind that will bash your damn head in if you—"
"Hook, stop antagonizing Bandit and contact question," Edward commanded. "Fill him in and tell him to wrap things up on his end post-haste. I'll need him to track down our escaped prisoner."
"Yes, sir."
"Zone, go draw up a map of our route over the Sawblade Mountains. We'll need to organize a search right away."
The agents began diligently carrying out the spymaster's instructions. Even if they bickered and argued over trivial things, the Gilded Hand was nevertheless a tightly knit outfit. It was Edward's inner circle, and one didn't become part of it without proving their loyalty and ability at least a dozen times over. Granted, they were by no means the biggest powerhouses in the Empire when it came to combat, but their influence and political power within both the royal court and the underworld made them a force to be reckoned with. A specially designed pulley system soon relieved the griffins of their loads and deposited the box on the ground in front of them. Bandit led the creatures back to their roosts, while Zone quietly and dispassionately compiled the information that her boss had requested. The hooded Baldy, meanwhile, contacted their missing colleague with his formidable mind magic. He would have preferred to use his abilities to rip the secrets from the mind of Edward's captive, but that was clearly no longer an option. Such a shame, too. He'd never heard a mimic scream before, so he'd been rather looking forward to it.
"Ah, sir? Question says he's already got an idea what happened to our suspect," reported Hook. "He says it's your fault it got away."
"Of course he does, though he may actually have a point this time. Come with me. I'm going to inspect the container, and I need you and your psychotic brain to try to pick up any residual thoughts."
"I think you meant to say psionic there, sir. I know what I said. Now move it."
"Yes, sir."
The two headed inside the slightly wrecked metal box and began their inspection. There were three points of interest there. The broken hinges, the gnome's mangled cage, and the mobile jail cell where Boxy was supposed to be restrained, yet was currently wide open. The first of those didn't reveal much information, other than the fact that the doors were very clearly no longer attached to the container. Though the prisoner should not have been able to tear them off with brute strength given the attributes and levels it had, there were other ways this could have happened. For example, if that crafty creature had somehow broken the lock, then the doors would have flown wide open mid-flight. Their hinges weren't designed to handle those kinds of violent air currents, so it would have been only a matter of time before the metal joints snapped. The real question was, how had the locks come undone in the first place? Hook was unable to pick up any abnormalities around the massive crate's entrance, but Edward spotted some peculiar marks along the floor and walls. It looked as though some sort of highly corrosive acid had been used to eat away at them, but there were no remnants of the liquid left anywhere in the area. The spymaster was a level 59 alchemist, so he was sure that this was not the work of an alchemical compound, but rather something created entirely by magic. Next was the cage where Corny Fizzlesprocket had been held. It had been torn into from the outside, almost as though it had been chewed. This was where Hook's psionic skills kicked in. Called psychometry, this ability allowed him to perceive the feelings that the object had been subjected to. It had its limitations, of course, but the cage was still warm, so it was no trouble for him to get a reading on its recent history.
"What do you have for me?"
Edward inquired. Hook removed his hand from the mangled remains of Fizzy's prison and stood, brushing the grime from his knees.